欢迎各位听众回到凸霄澳洲中文广播电台，我是主持人 Sally。 接下来呢，我们将会播放我们与 Matt Cross 议员做客的节目录音。
Welcome to TCR Radio. I'm your host, Sally, today. Today, we are pleased to have Mr. Matt Cross with us, member for Davidson, currently serving as the Shadow Assistant Minister for Education, Transport, as well as Government Accountability.
Matt Cross 议员呢是 Davidson 选区的州议员。 同时他也是负责教育、交通以及政府问责事务的影子助理部长。
Morning, Matt.
Morning.
Cross.
Great to be here.
Yeah, pleased to have you today here with us. So to start off, can you briefly introduce yourself to our audience first?
那么首先呢，我们想先请您自我介绍一下。
Well, I'm a state member of parliament representing a community on Sydney's North Shore and Northern Beaches. The electorate's name is Davidson. So if you live in Ku'ring'gai or you live in the Northern Beaches, I am most likely your local member of parliament. I was elected first in March of 2023, so it's been 2.5 years. And I absolutely love representing our community, being the voice of the people, advocating for infrastructure, advocating for services, but also just upholding our Australian values, the Australian values of everyone having a fair go, the value of being inclusive, and the value of mateship. That's the great thing about Australia, that our greatest asset are our people, and I think diversity is our greatest strength.
我是新南威尔士州的议员，代表位于悉尼北岸与北海滩的社区。 那我的选区呢，叫做Davidson。 如果你住在Ku'ring'gai或北海滩，那我很可能就是你的民选代表。我在2023年的3月首次当选，到现在已经2年半了。那我也是非常热爱为社区服务，我致力为民发声，争取基础设施与公共服务，那同时呢，也维护澳洲的核心价值。那像是呢，公平竞争。 包容性等价值观，那我相信呢，人民是澳洲最宝贵的资产。那多元文化呢，也是我们最大的优势。So
actually, what inspired you to pursue the career of politics?
是什么让您选择踏上从政之旅呢？
Well, leadership has always been something I've been very interested in, and being a member of parliament is all about being a leader and exercising leadership. And as I tell a lot of school groups, the definition of leadership is solving problems. So I look in my community and see problems that need to be solved, but I also invite people from the community to come to me and tell me their problems so I can try and help solve them.
Mm-hmm. 我一直呢都对领导力很感兴趣。那担任议员其实就是发挥领导力解决问题。那我也常对学生说啊，所谓的领导力呢，就是能够解决问题。我看到社区中有很多问题，我想要去帮忙解决。所以呢，我也欢迎居民来找我反映情况，那让我来出一份力。So,
what led you to join the Liberal Party?
那么又是什么原因让你选择加入自由党的呢？
Well, the Liberal Party has been a party since the 1940s, and it's about liberalism. And liberalism is an amazing set of values that is timeless. The values of the individual, the values of enterprise, the values of opportunity. And that's certainly what led me to the Liberal Party. And I look at great liberals over the years. I think one of our greatest liberals, certainly in my lifetime, has been John Howard. But also people like Barry O'Farrell, Mike Baird, Nick Greiner have been just really wonderful leaders in our community, and that their leadership certainly has inspired me to become a Liberal too. Mm-hmm.
自由党呢是自1940年代就已经成立。那它代表着自由主义，是一套历久弥新的价值体系。那例如呢，个人的权利、企业精神和创造机会。那我受到了许多自由党领袖的启发。那其中呢，就包括 John Howard, Barry O'Farrell, Mike Baird 和 Nick Greiner， 他们的领导风格促使我也想要加入自由党。
So we'll talk about yourself first. So you publicly share your experience of being diagnosed with bowel cancer through a routine blood donation, which raised awareness in the community about the need of early screening programs. So how do you think the government can better promote public health awareness and access of the screening program as well?
那么接下来呢，我们谈一些比较个人层面的事情。那您曾经有公开的分享过，曾经是透过了一次捐血呢，意外发现了自己患有肠癌的经历，那这也引发了社会对这个早期检查的重视。那您认为呢，政府应该如何提升大众的健康意识和检查资源的可及性呢？
Look, that's a really great question. It is very concerning that there is cancer happening in younger people. And when I was 39, I was diagnosed with bowel cancer. I was donating blood in Chatswood at the Red Cross, and the Red Cross said that my blood wasn't too good. I should go and visit my doctor. And that led to getting a colonoscopy where it was found I had bowel cancer. I guess a blessing was that we found it early and that we're able to have that removed. I was able to have treatment and now I'm cancer-free. But I say to your listeners, if you have any symptoms such as blood in your stool, such as feeling fatigued and interesting bowel habits, please go and see your doctor. Ask for a blood test. You should try and get a blood test at least once a year. And if you have particularly bowel cancer in the family, I encourage you to get a colonoscopy. Now, if you're over 45, you can get access to a free bowel screening test. And if you're over 50, you will get one. My big advice, don't put it in the bottom drawer. Please use it. Mm-hmm. But just know, cancer is happening in younger people. And so we all need to be very aware of it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
这是一个很好的问题。那么现在越来越多的年轻人呢罹患癌症，这令人忧心。那我曾经在39岁的那一年确诊了肠癌。那当时呢，我是在 Chatswood 捐血，那红十字会呢通知我的血液的数值异常，那建议呢我去看医生。接着呢就做到了大肠镜的检查，那发现呢是肠癌。那非常幸运的是啊，我是在早期发现并接受治疗的，那目前呢已经是康复了。那我想要提醒各位听众，如果你有排便出血、疲劳、肠道习惯改变等 症状，那请尽快的就医，那每年呢至少要做一次的血液检查。那如果你的家庭中呢是有患肠癌的病史的话，更应该去及时的做大肠镜的检查。那年满45岁呢就可以免费的申请肠癌的筛检包，那50岁以上呢则会直接收到。那 值得注意的是，也千万不要把它直接放在抽屉里。那大家呢，一定要去使用它。So
can you tell us more about your electrolyte and what makes this unique and what's your thought about your electrolyte as well?
能否呢，跟我们介绍一下 Davidson 选区，那它有什么特别之处吗？
A good friend of mine who served as a Member of Parliament once told me that you fall in love with your electorate, and I certainly have fallen in love with the Davidson electorate. It takes in parts of Ku-ring-gai and the Northern Beaches. So if you live in Roseville to Gordon, all the way up to St Ives and North Tamara, and then over to Davidson, Belrose and French's Forest, that's the Davidson community. The great thing is we are a beautiful multicultural community. We have 3 out of 10 people that are born overseas. 4 out of 10 speak more than one language at home. We have, I think, the most amazing schools in all of the state, both public and private. So I'm a big fan of choice in education and being able to have opportunity for families to choose what school they want to go to and to reach their full potential. We also have wonderful public transport. Now, it doesn't quite have a metro, but the good news is It connects then to the metro at Chatswood. So we have a beautiful heavy rail line, the North Shore line. And finally, I think the environment is just beautiful where our community is. We're surrounded by 3 national parks, and that's the Lane Cove National Park, Ku-ring-gai Chase National Park, and Garigal National Park. And our environment is so special to us. Many people call our community the lungs of Sydney. We have a wonderful tree canopy. So when you go walk on the streets, there'll be these beautiful trees everywhere that even cover the road. And particularly in jacaranda season, if you don't know jacaranda season, it's when I say it rains purple in November. Mm-hmm. Please come on up to our community because we'd love to have you there.
Mm-hmm. 一位曾担任过国会议员的好友有告诉过我，你会爱上自己的选区，那而我呢，也确实是深深的爱上戴维森这一个选区了。它覆盖了 Kooringal和北海滩的部分地区，那么所以如果你是住在 Rosefield、Gordon 一直到 St. Ives 和 North Tarramarra， 那再到 Davidson's、 Belrose 和 French Forest 这些地区呢，就构成了 Davidson's 选区。那我们这个社区最棒的一点就是多元而美丽。那我们有每10个人当中呢，就有3个人是在海外出生的。 每10个人当中就有4个人家中是使用2种以上的语言。那我们这里呢，拥有全新州最优秀的学校，无论是公立还是私立。因此呢，我是非常支持教育的选择权利的。那让每个家庭都有机会选择适合的学校，让孩子发挥最大的潜能。我们的公共交通也非常的便利，虽然我们目前没有地铁，但是好消息是， 从我们这里可以转乘Chatswood的地铁线，那我们还有一条非常漂亮的重铁铁路，也就是我们的 North Shore线。那最后呢，我认为我们的社区呢的自然环境真的非常的优美。我们被3个国家公园所环绕，那分别是 Lankov国家公园、Kooringal Chase 国家公园，还有 Gallagher 国家公园。那这一片的自然环境对我们来说是非常珍贵的。那很多人呢都称为我们的社区为悉尼之肺。那我们有非常茂密的绿荫树冠层。那你走在街上的时候呢，处处可见美丽的大树。那有些呢甚至会延伸到路面上方。那尤其是在兰花楹盛开的季节。那如果你不熟悉的话，那就是每年11月份。 那在11月份，整条街道呢都会像是下紫色的雨，所以呢，我也是诚挚的邀请大家来我们的社区来走走，非常欢迎你们的到来。
Yeah, we know that Davidson always be a really quiet and livable suburbs in Sydney as well. So what are some key concerns or issues your constituents have raised in your electorate?
没错，那我们也知道呢，那里一直是悉尼非常安静宜居的区域。 那么您在与选民的互动当中呢，他们有哪些问题是最常向您反映的呢？
It's a really good question. Look, we all need more housing in Sydney. I think everyone agrees on that point. But it's the way we do housing. So every community across Sydney has been given targets, housing targets. And when it comes to Kooringal, they've been given a very ambitious target. One concern was that the state government did do a snap rezoning called a transport-oriented development, where they drew lines around railway station maps and said that if you live within 400 metres of a railway station, you are zoned for high-rise. That created a lot of anxiety in the community because we have a lot of heritage properties that are near the railway station. I think it was that because there was a lack of consultation on that, that put a lot of anxiety into the community. But again, like I stress, we all understand we need more housing. It's just the way you do the housing. And I, as a Liberal, believe that power comes in the community and that you want the community should decide about where the housing goes to make sure that the target is met. Now, in good news, Kooringal Council has done their own planning target, drawing on the map, so the transport-oriented development will come off. And that went through proper consultation. So that's now starting to be hopefully ticked off by the Department of Planning coming up. But the next bit of work that's required is infrastructure. Mm-hmm. So look, for any of you who are on social media, check out my Instagram. It's Matt Cross MP. But I did a reel today promoting a petition I've got going to make sure we're getting the infrastructure, because the community is going to have 20,000 more homes in the next 15 years. So that means we need infrastructure like schools, roads, public transport, utilities, green space, arts precinct. We need all of that investment. And that's the number one issue in the community.
Mm-hmm. 这是一个非常好的问题，那大家呢都认同悉尼需要更多的住房，但问题的关键是怎么做。悉尼各地区呢都被分配了建屋的目标，那例如 Kooringal 区的目标就非常高，那州政府呢快速的进行了一项以交通为导向的重划政策，那么在火车站的周围400公尺划出了范围，那规划为高密度住宅区，这也让社区的居民非常的焦虑。那因为呢那些地区有很多的历史保护建筑物， 而且呢，政府事前呢也没有充分的咨询民意。那么，作为自由党的成员，我相信权力呢应该是属于社区的，应由社区决定哪些地方适合盖房子。那么，好消息是啊，库林盖的市政府呢已经是提出了规划草案。 并且呢是进行了民意的咨询，自行规划重划区域。那么因此呢，原本的州政府的规划是有望被取消的。那么但接下来呢，我们需要做的是基础的建设。 在未来的15年内呢，我们将会增加2万户的住宅， 那我们要需要更多的学校、道路、公共交通、绿地和艺术中心。
So you also asked the Shadow Assistant Minister for Transportation, how do you think New South Wales transportation infrastructure should evolve to accommodate the population growth as well as the urban expansion?
那么作为影子交通助理部长，您认为新州的交通基础设施该如何应对人口增长与城市的扩张呢？
Yeah, that's a really great question. And look, some of your listeners, I hope, have been on Sydney Metro. It is just amazing. When I was working in politics about 15 years ago, I worked for a person called Barry O'Farrell, who was the premier, and a person called Gladys Berejiklian, who was the then transport minister. Mm-hmm. And we had a vision to build Sydney Metro. And it was a really tough project to get off the ground, but we built Metro Northwest that went from Chatswood out to Tallawong. And that was the first part of the project. The second part was from Chatswood way all the way through to Sydenham. So it's amazing you can go through the city on the metro. It's like underground cathedrals. And of course, the third part is currently being built at the moment, which is from Sydenham to Bankstown. Now, the metro is a really important part of Sydney now, and I can't imagine Sydney without it now. But it's also really important in connecting people from their home into jobs, and it creates economic opportunity. And I think that's one of the greatest legacies from the previous Liberal government. Certainly something I'm very proud of, and I've advocated for this in the newspapers and in the media and in the parliament. That we need to expand the metro to get it all linked up. So we've got Western Sydney Airport has a metro now, so that should be linked from Tallawong to St Mary's. So you have that linked. And then you also want it linked from the Western Sydney Airport all the way through to Bankstown. What you want is one big continuous loop, which means we can all get around Sydney. So that's something I'm a very strong advocate for.
这个问题问得真的很好。那么我希望呢，很多听众都有搭过 Sydney Metro， 那这真的非常的便利。在15年前，我在政府工作时呢，曾与 Barry O'Farrell 和 Gladys Berejiklian 共事。 当时呢，我们就有新建地铁的愿景。那这个计划呢，一开始呢是非常艰难的，但我们完成了从 Chatswood 到 Tallawong 和 Metro Northwest， 接着呢延伸至市中心。那目前呢还在新建延伸至 Bankstown 的路段。那地铁呢能把人与工作的地点连接起来，那也创造了经济机会。那这也是前自由党政府最伟大的政绩之一。那我们也应该呢持续 的扩建地铁的网络，那么例如呢，让西西尼机场的地铁线路呢一路接通 Bankstown， 打造出一个完整的大型环状线。那么这样呢，大家在悉尼的移动就更加的方便了。
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Actually, because I always use the metro as well. It's a really efficient one as well as really sustainable one as well.
是的，我完全同意。其实我自己也常常搭地铁，我觉得它真的非常高效，同时呢也非常符合持续发展的理念。The
thing about the metro is when I used to get the heavy rail train, you could do work on the train because you're on there for quite a long time. Now you get on the metro and before you know it, you've got to hop off. So yeah, you don't get as much work done, but you do get to the place you need to get to very quick.
是的，地铁有一个特点就是，我以前搭传统的火车时，你可以在车上处理一些工作，因为搭乘时间比较长。但现在搭地铁很快就能达到了目的地，几乎一上车没多久就要下车了。所以现在有很多时候都没有像以前那样在车上做了很多事情，但的确可以更快地抵达到你要去的地方。
Yeah, it's a quite big changes. So looking at the Davidson area, issues like Pacific Highway and Rosehill intersection have drawn the local concerns. So in your view, which kind of local traffic or road safety projects are the most urgent project right now?
是的，这确实是一个非常大的改变。接下来呢，再让我们来谈谈地方问题。那 Davidson 选民对 Pacific Highway 和 Roseville 的路口呢，也是表示担忧的。但您认为呢，目前有哪些的交通安全项目是最需要优先处理？
Well, with the increased population for Ku-ring-gai, it will mean that there is more traffic happening up the Pacific Highway. And there's been a couple of intersections that have been impacted and are not safe. And they're not safe either with actual accidents or near-miss accidents. And the one particular intersection that we talk about is, for any local listeners, is Clanville and Shirley. So I was very proud to work with the community to get a petition and to advocate to the Minister for Roads for an upgrade of that intersection. And to the credit of Transport for New South Wales and to the Minister, they're going to nominate that intersection for hopefully an upgrade by the Centre for Road Safety. But I am encouraging the community to get behind and write to the Centre for Road Safety to get that intersection upgraded. But with more population coming, look, I'd love more and more metros to be built, but we also do need our roads to clearly be always continually upgraded. And certainly the Pacific Highway, look, one of my visions would be that all the way from Chatswood all the way up to Hornsby's to make sure that we have three lanes in every direction. The Pacific Highway from Chatswood to Hornsby does go from 2 to 3 lanes in one direction, but that's certainly a piece of work that probably needs to be done the next 20 to 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
随着库林改的人口增加，那 Pacific Highway 的交通压力呢也会变大。那目前呢已有一些路口的事故是频传或是差点发生意外，那其中呢最关键的就是 Clanville 和 Shirley 的路口。那我和社区一起呢发起了请愿，那要求呢改善这一个路口。目前呢新州的交通厅呢已经是将此列为潜在的改善的对象。那我们希望呢更多的民众呢写信来表达支持。那长远来看呢，我也是希望呢 Chatswood 至 Hornsby 段能够全面的拓宽为三线道。那这可能需要20至30年才能完成。
Because Pacific Highway is always be a really local concerns among not only in Davidson, also in the Chatswood area and in Ku-ring-gai area as well. So a lot of people also ask about different kind of traffic issues. So what are your thoughts on the current traffic and road sufficiency in New South Wales?
那么对于 Chatswood 和 Ku-ring-gai 的这些地区的交通拥挤与道路基础建设，您有什么看法吗？
Yeah, well, my great friend Tim James, the member for Willoughby, who would be very well known to all your listeners, Tim and I have chatted a lot in detail about, particularly when you go through Chatswood, it does become, a lot of the lanes get smaller, a lot of congestion happening, and I would like to see certainly something in Chatswood to have it widened there. I know it's potentially complex, but I think it's something we need to advocate for. But it's hard that you... The way Sydney was designed is that Sydney was built around what you'd say is small roads, and then the population grew.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when I go to the United States, my wife is she's Haitian American. You have a lot of huge freeways built there because they built the infrastructure first and then put the housing in, whereas Sydney's the other way around. So the previous Liberal government understood that, and that's why roads like WestConnex and NorthConnex were built. They were missing links, and they've been game changers, particularly for Parramatta Road and Pennon Hills Road. The M6, which is the road that will go south, that's currently under construction. It's having a few issues with sinkholes, but we do need to make sure we're having these big arterials. For example, with NorthConnex, you can travel from Newcastle to Canberra and you do not pass one set of traffic lights. For me, from here to get home to Ku-ring-gai, look, I'd lose count of how many traffic lights I've got.
Mm-hmm.
我和我的好友 Willoughby 区的议员 Tim James 就这个问题深入的讨论过。那我们都认为 Chatswood 的交通拥挤问题是越来越严重了。那当地的车道狭窄，车流量又大，虽然呢情况比较复杂，但我们认为我们必须要争取拓宽这些道路。那悉尼呢原本就不是为这种密度而设计的城市。那像我太太的美国家乡，那通常呢是先建道路再建房，而悉尼呢却是先盖房，基建却跟不上。那所以呢在 West Connects 和 North Connects 等大型项目呢就变得格外的重要了。那这些呢本来缺失的路段呢现在成了改变交通的重要环节。那不如现在经过 North Connects从 Newcastle 开车到 Canberra 都不会遇到红绿灯，但是在我的选区内开车，你一定会遇到红绿灯。
One of the big issue is because the small roads and the major transportation traffic roads are separate in different governmental levels. So it's kind of different responsibility as well. So Mr. Gross also asked the Shadow Assistant Minister for Education. So let's talk about education right now. What area of New South Wales education policy do you think need the most attention or reform right now?
那么其中的一个问题呢，就是地方的道路与主要的干道的责任归属不同。接下来我们再来谈谈教育吧。作为影子教育助理部长呢，您认为新州的教育最需要改革的地方是什么呢？
Look, it's a really great question. The NAPLAN results have just come out. So as we know, all our school students have to sit an exam and we have a look to see how it's all going. Clearly, what we want to see is... our students reaching their full potential across a range of subjects, you know, whether it be English or in the STEM subjects. So that's really important. There's always ongoing reviews of the curriculum, but I think it's really important that schools stick to the curriculum. And that's really important because what we do want to see is our students to reach their full potential. The other thing I'll say is, and I think it doesn't get said enough, I support choice in education. So parents and students should be able to choose where they want to go to school, whether that be a public school, an independent school, or a Catholic school. And I want to make sure that parents have confidence in all three systems. What's great about my electorate up in the Ku-ring-gai and Northern Beaches is we have some of the best schools, both some of the best public schools, some of the best private schools, and students should be able to have the choice in where they want to go. But I can tell you, I have been to two public schools in the last 2 weeks. One of them was Killara High and the other one was St. Ives High. And I just want to give a great shout out to all the parents, the teachers and the students at those schools. They are amazing schools. And I'm really looking forward to seeing their HSC results at the end of this year because I think they are going to do really well. But I want to make sure that the choice in education is there because if people have choice, then they can plan their lives around that and also have confidence that they're going to reach their full potential.
Mm-hmm. 最近呢 NAPLAN 的成绩出炉，那让我们能够掌握学生的整体学习状况。那我们希望呢学生在各科目包括英语 STEM 等领域都能发挥最大的优势和潜力。那么课纲呢正在是持续的讨论当中，但学校呢也必须确实执行既定的课程。那我也是非常支持学校有选择权利的。那无论是选择公立天主教或私立学校，家长与学生都应该感到安心。在我的选区当中呢，三种学校的体系呢都有很优秀的学校。我最近呢参访了 Killara High 和 St. Ives High， 师生与家长呢都是非常棒的。那我也很期待他们今年的 HSC 成绩。所以在教育上的选择权是存在的，因为当人们拥有选择的权利时，他们就能根据自己的需求规划人生，同时也能更有信心地相信自己将能发挥出最大的潜能。
So how do you think about the lack of staff of the educator in New South Wales right in this moment?
那您是怎么看待当前教育人员短缺的问题呢？
Well, look, after I finished school, I thought about being a teacher. Now, politics got a hold of me, so I went into politics. But I think teaching is just an amazing profession, and I very much support our teachers, and a big shout out to our teachers. They are changing the lives of so many students, even in ways they may not even know. I look back at my own schooling and look back at some of the teachers I had, and they were real mentors. And there's a couple of the teachers I still stay in touch with, and they've actually, luckily, they're constituents, so now they can come and see me about their problems instead of me as a student seeing them about my problems. But I want to encourage you listeners that if you're thinking about a profession, certainly think about becoming a teacher. It really is quite an amazing profession to be in.
They must be hot about you as well.
I hope so. they can say that they taught me everything I knew. Yeah.
我认为教学呢是一项非常了不起的职业，在高中毕业时呢，我有曾考虑过当老师，但后来呢，我是走上了从政之路。那老师呢，对学生的一生有产生非常深远的影响。 往往自己都是不知道的，那我至今呢，仍与几位老师保持联络。那现在呢，轮到他们来找我去帮忙解决问题，而不是我去问他们功课了。那么对于任何考虑职业的生涯的听众来说呢，我也是非常鼓励大家考虑成为老师的。
So we know that recently the youth violence and the antisocial behavior have become growing concerns. Do you think these kind of issues are linked to the gaps in our education or mental health system in New South Wales?
那么最近呢，青少年暴力与反社会行为的议题呢，也是备受关注。那您认为呢，这是否与教育或心理健康系统的不足有关？
One area I'm looking in quite a bit when it comes to education is well-being. And there's another wonderful school in my community called Ravenswood, and they have an amazing program of well-being. And look, when I was at Killara High just the other day as well, I was talking to the acting principal, who we had a really wonderful chat about well-being too. And it's about, of course, getting good grades, focusing on the curriculum is very important, but also the need to focus on how a person is doing for their entire well-being. And that's both mental and physical health, and that's really important. So I encourage any of your listeners who are students, make sure you have a good work-life balance, make sure you get good exercise, and that you're taking care of yourself. But it is really important to make sure that, people are given all the opportunities they can so then they can reach their full potential. And as we all know, we're all different and we should embrace that difference, but we need to make sure that people are supported as well. One thing I will say, it's crept up over the last couple of years is sadly racism that takes place in our education system. In particular, there's been a lot of instances of anti-Semitism, and I just want to say that clearly there's no place for racism in our community, and I just want to say that we need to do everything we can to clearly stop that, but also to educate people about why it is wrong, so people will actually, well, first of all, don't do it, but second of all, they understand that it is just not the right thing to do.
我在教育领域呢是非常关注学童的身心健康的。那我的选区内呢就有一所Ravenswood学校，有很出色的身心健康课程。我在上周呢还与 Killara High 的代理校长讨论过这个问题。那学业的成绩呢当然是很重要，但我们也必须要关注学生的整体状态，包括心理与身体的健康。那学生呢应该要有良好的生活与运动习惯， 以及适当的支持的系统，那我们也应该去接纳每个人的独特性。那么近年来呢，令人非常担忧的是，校园中又出现了种族歧视的情况，那尤其是呢，反犹太主义的行为。在我们的学校与社会当中呢，是绝对不容许种族歧视的存在的。我们必须勇于指出并教育学生为什么这样做是错的。
Especially in such a multiculturalism country in Australia as well.
是的，那么在澳洲这样的多元文化国家中，这一点也是尤其重要。Correct.
I mean, I think, like I said earlier, diversity is our greatest strength. And when I went through school, it was just so wonderful to have so many friends from so many different cultural backgrounds and to be able to learn from them. Recently, just upon reflection, You know, I had a good friend from South Africa, a good friend from a lot of New Zealand friends. New Zealand's quite a large multicultural community in my community. But also, one thing I didn't understand at the time, but I've now since understood, I had some wonderful, they originally came from Vietnam. Their parents were Vietnamese boat people that were able to come into Australia in the 1970s. And looking back, it's quite amazing that my classmates, their parents were Vietnamese. Of course, they're Australian Vietnamese. And I wish at the time I'd asked them questions about, can you share your story of coming to Australia? It's such an inspirational story. And of course, we have a growing Chinese community. And one thing I haven't mentioned yet, but I'm very happy to mention, I love celebrating Chinese New Year. And that's something that I learned in school about the importance of that. Usually, you know, in late January, early February becomes the Chinese New Year. And it's just so wonderful to celebrate and to embrace that holiday. And I'll say the great thing about Australia is we always now have a holiday of different cultures, and we need to embrace that. And I certainly love Chinese New Year.
Mm-hmm. So which part of Chinese New Year are your favorite?
Oh, look, it has to be the food. I'm not going to lie. I love Chinese food. And as a member of parliament, I'm so blessed to get so many invitations to so many celebrations. So, look, I make sure I have a good balance. I go to the gym so I can make sure I have my great food. But I think it's also just the community coming together to celebrate. And often we don't celebrate enough in life. So to be able to come together to celebrate is really special. And just to hear, you know, the fortune of the year. I'm a rat.
Oh,
year of the rat, 1984. Wow. So it's always just so wonderful to hear, like, well, what's the year going to bring? I have to look up my. I just had a little baby. Well, my wife had a baby. And so I'll have to look up
the year of sign.
Correct. Yeah. Him. So he was born in April. So what do you know? What his sign would be?
完全正确。那我在念书时的同学呢，有来自各种的背景，南非、纽西兰、越南、中国。那么现在回想起来呢，我才意识到他们的家庭的移民故事是多么的动人。那特别是那些逃离战乱或迫害的人，那我们应该是向他们的学习，并一起庆祝这一些经历。那说到庆祝，那我也是特别喜欢农历新年。我非常喜欢庆祝农历新年，那这也是我在学生时代认识的一个传统节日。那通常呢是在一月下旬或二月初。那这是一个让大家一起庆祝与拥抱不同文化的美好时刻。那我必须要说的是，我最喜欢的部分当然是食物了。那么作为一名议员呢，我也是经常的受邀参加各种精彩的庆祝活动。那么为了维持平衡呢，我还会上健身房，因为每次都吃的实在是太开心了。但更重要的是呢，这些活动呢让整个社区凝聚在一起。生活中我们常常忘记要庆祝与感恩，而像农历新年这样的节日呢，正好是提醒我们去庆祝人生。我是属鼠的，1984年出生。那每年呢，听听属相预测呢，总是非常的有趣。那事实上呢，我的太太最近刚生了一个宝宝，那她是在四月份出生的，我还要去查一下她是属什么的呢。
Which year? This year?
This year, yeah.
This year would be, this year.
So you're going to be a snake?
Yes, it's going to be a snake.
I think it's a wooden snake as well,
yes.
Wasn't it?
今年呢，应该是属蛇，那五行呢是木蛇。
Wow!
Wow! So he's for your listeners, there's a wooden snake on the loose, in the form of my son. So,
wow!
Yeah, so I'll have to look up, what that means.
木蛇。那么对于各位听众来说呢，我家现在是有一条小木蛇啦。那我也得查一下木蛇它到底有什么样的寓意。
I can tell you really did a lot of research about that one.
Oh, yes.
And glad that you enjoy Lunar New Year as well.
Absolutely.
We can see you in the Lunar New Year celebration events later on in 2026. So before we wrap up, is there anything you would like to share with our audience or your constituents in Jefferson as well?
您对农历新年真的非常了解的，那期待在2026年的农历新年的庆典上能再见到您。那在我们的节目结束之前呢，您有什么想要对听众或者 Davidson 选民所说的话的呢？
Oh, look, I just want to say that I'm here to help. I spoke about leadership early on, and you know, leadership is about solving problems. So to your listeners, if you have a problem and you need help having a solution, please reach out to me. And look, follow me on social media and you can send me messages there about how you can get in touch with me. But I certainly am here to help. And can I just say, pay tribute to our Australian Chinese community. Such a great, important part of our community. And I'm so glad to be able to represent a vibrant Australian Chinese community in the Davidson electorate.
谢谢你。 那就像我一开始所说的， 领导力就是解决问题。 如果你遇到问题， 不知道该找谁去帮忙， 那欢迎呢， 随时联系我。 也可以通过社交媒体关注我， 也可以直接留言联络。 那我一直都在， 愿意随时的伸出援手。 那么最后呢， 我也想向 澳洲华人社区致敬，你们是我们社区中重要而充满活力的一群人。那我能够代表你们而感到骄傲。Thank
you very much for your time today, and thank you for your sharing of your insight today as well. So that's conclude our interview. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
非常感谢您今天的到来与分享。那本次的访问呢，就到此结束。谢谢。